they had midwives in those days. In fact, I was delivered by a midwife.
Yeah.
And my great grandmother was one of the midwives who handled just about everything in this area.
Oh, okay.
Great grandmother. She and Lady used to walk, you know, to your house. They didn't have anything else to ride in. She was a little woman, they tell me, you know, she could get around.
Mm-hmm.
She, I don't know. She took care of this area.
Mm-hmm. Would they have any other terms for a woman who did that other than midwife?
No, I think that's the only one. They call her granny.
Yeah.
They call them grannies, yeah. Grannies and midwives.
Okay.
Two that I know.
And what if a child kind of, or baby, sort of like one of his parents, looked like him or acted like him or something, what would you, how would you talk about that?
Some of the terms that they use were like, look, she spit him out, or he spit her out, as, you know, if it looked like the mother, they would say, look like she spit him out of his mouth, her mm-hmm. out of her mouth,
mm-hmm.
so much like him, you know. I don't know a term for the father that they would use for the father.
Mm-hmm.
But the child looked like she's the mother spit him out.
Hmm.
It looked so much like it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
mm-hmm.
think.
Hmm.
One of the father.
What about names? Would they usually keep names in the from the family or?
Well, I guess I may be a little old fashioned, but I like family names. I tried to. In fact, my son was named after me. I was named after my granduncle. My daughter, I wanted to be named after my grandmother, because my grandmother, in fact, I was closer to my grandmother than I was to my mother, because I was born at her house, my grandmother's house. I spent most of my time with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her name.